But first, we want to head down to the nation's capital. Yesterday, with spring in the air, Washington politics watchers were treated to a rare sight. Can it be? Yes, it is! It's the dark-suited Rove, the rounded abdomen, the unmistakably thinning plumage. It's unbelievable! I've never seen anything... We thought, you know, why don't you try to do a little prop bit? The kids love it. Is the dark-suited Rove ever more beautiful than when it's walking into court? Yes, that's White House aide Paul Rove making his fifth grand jury appearance. His fifth grand jury appearance. One more, and he gets to bang the gavel. And why? Because apparently he keeps remembering details about the crime he did not commit. And who else is on the move? It's the Secretaries of State and Defense on a surprise visit to Iraq. Because if they announced it beforehand, everybody would leave. They're not particularly popular. I gotta say, the rest of the Iraq may be a bit of a hellhole, but they make a nice rug. In the morning, Rumsfeld reviewed the preparedness of Iraqi soldiers who, all right. That's an interesting combat maneuver. Wow, they're doing great. They now seem very prepared to carry away their wounded. Later, Rice and Rumsfeld joined the Iraqi president and prime minister at a press conference, administration style.
Madam Secretary, Mr. Secretary, do you have anything to say before the meeting? What do you hope to accomplish today while you're here in Iraq?
I was just being handed a sandwich. That's what that giant head was that you saw. But back to Condi Rice, she doesn't answer the Iraqis' questions either. Tonight we're putting on a cable access show for you. Welcome. Oh, we got a good one. Can I tell you the sad part? That dude doesn't even work here. I don't know what that was. As for the president, the war in Iraq, the response to Hurricane Katrina, rising gas prices have all contributed to a steep decline in the president's popularity. How steep? Well, that's a subjective, nebulous thing. It's impossible to measure. I'm kidding.
The president's approval rating has hit another low, according to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll.
Bill, let's talk about these poll numbers.
The latest Fox News Opinion Dynamics poll.
The latest CNN poll.
And we look at this stunning new poll.
Polls now showing his job approval rating hovering in the low 30s.
33% approve.
40%.
32%.
32 is the international code for calling Belgium.
41%.
19%.
32%.
32 is a full number of teeth in the human head.
I should tell you that Joe Scarborough has a margin of error of plus or minus one brain.
Dick is a killer.
It's time for our new rules, everybody. New rules. Yes, once again this week we have found some new rules. New rule, Angelina Jolie must adopt Britney Spears' baby. Britney Spears was originally blessed with a drooling, helpless little dependent. And after marrying Kevin Federline... they had a baby. Since then, that baby's been dropped and misplaced more often than a set of car keys. First, Britney blamed the nanny, then she blamed the high chair, then she blamed the media. Hold on, I think we found a replacement for Scott McClellan. Speaking of which, new rule, Scott McClellan must move to Hollywood and get into show business. He's proven he's got the two skills needed to make it big in this town. Lying... and pretending the boss is a genius. All he needs now is a Prius and a trophy wife, and he'll be running Warner Brothers in a year. New rule, Tom Cruise must eat his baby and rename his movie. Apparently the sequel to Mission Impossible 2 isn't Mission Impossible 3, it's MI3, that's M:I:3. I guess Tom just likes fitting in colons. And on the home front, he's already announced plans to eat his baby's placenta with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Tom, just go ahead and finish the whole thing, because that kid is going to be one screwed up little Martian anyway. Even Michael Jackson is thinking, wow, I never literally ate a kid. They get cranky later on in the evening. New rule, sending someone a birthday e-card doesn't count. If you can't get your shit together enough to go to Save-On and pick out an actual physical birthday card, don't bother. I'm not expecting Hallmark. I know you don't care enough to send the very best, but just don't send the very worst. Or else, when you die, I'll be forced to deliver an e-eulogy. And finally, new rule, Democrats have to claim their rightful place as the party of environmental protection. Now, for way too long, Republicans have been getting away with rolling their eyes when anyone mentions the planet. You know, as if it's Smurf Forest we're talking about, instead of the one and only place we can survive. Now, tomorrow is Earth Day, when President Bush gets his picture taken in front of a tree and Dick Cheney shoots whatever flies out of it. And as despicable as this administration's record on the environment is, it never was their issue. But Al Gore made a living in the Senate talking about the environment. He makes a living talking about it now. It's just when he was running for president that he shut up. And that's why Democrats keep losing. They don't stand up for what they believe in. They shrink, yes, like girly men. From making the counter-argument. How can we explain climate change in a 30-second campaign ad? Oh, I don't know. How about this? The Republicans want your children to die. There. I did it with 28 seconds left. Is that scaring us? Well, somebody ought to. How come the Republicans can pick seemingly bogus, random issues like activist judges and boys kissing and Mexicans pouring over our borders and get everyone all worked up about it, and the Democrats can't figure out how to demagogue Armageddon? Hey. You know what else is pouring over our borders? Greenland. You know, Republicans do a lot of things badly, like plan wars and balance budgets and dance. But they sure understand that the winner in an election is the one who scares the most crap out of the voters. Gay marriage, terror alerts, the war on Christmas. How long before Janet Jackson's tit strikes again? And it's a lot bigger now. But the environment is real. You can smell it. In parts of Houston, you can grab hunks of it with your hands and use it to lube your car. And if there is a single face you might want to use to personify this evil, he was in the news this week, the retiring and handsomely compensated chairman of ExxonMobil, Lee Fat Bastard Raymond. Well, if Lee looks like he's been eating the earth, he has. Even worse, his company has been paying for fake science to confuse people into thinking global warming was still too iffy to act on. You know, if the Democrats can't make this prick into their Willie Horton, they are so pathetic, they might as well go ahead and nominate for president that nice blonde lady who married Bill Clinton. You'll thank me in a year. Ladies and gentlemen, I literally fear for my kids' future, and I don't even have kids. Glacier National Park in Montana, you know, named for its glaciers, had 150 glaciers when they opened. It's got 26 left today. If we don't take care of places like Montana, we're going to be faced with an even bigger problem. Gay married men with absolutely no place to go fishing.
Hey, Bart, this is N from www.worldmusingslimited.blogsock.com. Come and check on out my stuff. It's bush bashing time, and season is full and open, and the next set of elections are right around the corner, so come on and check it out. www.worldmusingslimited.blogsock.com. Peace to you and yours.
I haven't been able to pick up Bauer's trail yet.
So he got away. And there's nothing to stop him and Wayne Palmer from going to the media with everything they know.
Jack knows there's no point in going public until he has proof. He won't make any accusations until he has that evidence in his hand.
This evidence, this recording that Evelyn made of our conversation, are you any closer to finding out where she's hidden it?
No, sir, not yet. But she was wounded, and I will find her. We're monitoring hospitals, emergency services. This is containable, I promise you.
Please, spare me your promises, Mr. Henderson. It's all gone wrong. None of this should have happened. All these killings. This whole thing was planned to make our country safer. This whole thing was planned to make our country safer. This whole thing was planned to make our country safer, stronger, to protect our interests. And it all spiraled out of control when you decided to kill David Palmer.
Mr. President, what's done is done, and right now we have to focus on stopping Bauer before he finds that recording.
No. You have to focus on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for a segment on the program called Great Moments in Presidential
Speeches.
We
love this.
Great Moments in Presidential Speeches.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I quit drinking in 86.
I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklefush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at
10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Air America Radio.
I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
President Bush is in California right now, even as Hollywood is putting out some very unflattering depictions of the president. Our Brooke Anderson is in Los Angeles with details. Brooke.
As if sagging poll numbers weren't enough for President Bush, he's also taking a beating at the box office.
The only demo where you have an approval rating above 30% is with children under the age of 5.
Two new comedies lampoon the president, including American Dreams, opening this weekend.
Did you know that there are two kinds of Rakistanis? Actually three.
And in a scene evoking the documentary Fahrenheit 9/11, Scary Movie 4 parodies the president's immediate reaction to the 9/11 attacks.
A girl had a pet duck.
Mr. President, the planet is under attack by aliens.
Well, I'll handle that in a minute. But right now, I want to see what happens with the duck.
The more vulnerable George Bush becomes and the lower his ratings sink, I think the easier it is to come out and sort of attack him.
But conservative blogger Jason Apuzzo says Hollywood's presidential potshots could backfire by alienating some moviegoers.
It's in effect just, you know, alienating half your audience. And I don't frankly see the compelling reason to do that unless you're just trying to make it a cheap political message.
Besides movie makers, some recording artists also are taking aim at President Bush. I'm not ready to make nice. New music from the Dixie Chicks and Neil Young take the president to task. It's enough to leave a president, fictional or otherwise, confused about why his popularity has slipped.
There's some things that kind of seem pretty black and white. And now they kind of becoming a little gray-seeming.
Now, this all comes at a time when the new issue of Rolling Stone magazine boldly asks on its cover, "The worst president in history?" So we asked the White House for a response to the salvos from the entertainment world, and we were told, quote, "The White House is not in the business of doing movie or music reviews."
You didn't know he was gay?
Actually, I had him pegged the whole time, but...
He a close friend?
Not only that, he's one of my most valuable guys. He's ambitious. He's focused. When I was in the hospital, he helped Carmelo tremendously when we were strapped.
You've implied you have millions of dollars. Your hospital stay was actually that costly?
Well, no, but is that the issue?
You tell me, what is the issue?
He's a fag.
And?
Now what am I supposed to do?
About what?
I know it. They're born that way, right? It's not their fault. Frankly, I think they go about in pity for themselves.
I don't think they see it as a fault.
In your circle, I'm sure you got all kinds of gays and trans whatevers of all stripes. But not where I come from.
You personally, how do you feel about homosexuality?
I find it disgusting. Men kissing men, holding hands in the street. Every fucking TV show now, they rub your nose in it. On all that, the lesbian thing with the Jennifer Beals. It's not bad. She a dyke in real life? I don't give too much of a shit what people do behind closed doors with consenting adults. Well, don't forget, I'm a strict Catholic. I agree with that senator at Sanatorium, who says if we let this stuff go too far, pretty soon we'll be fucking dogs.
I hear a lot of ambivalence.
This guy that got outed, look, the guys that work for me are asking for head. His head. What the fuck? You know, him and me were in a construction business. Now some of these union old-timers, the contractors, they're not going to want to be seen with him. And I'm talking huge deals, major fucking dollars.
A lot of your circle must have done jail time. They can't be strangers to male-male sexual contact.
Well, you're going to pay us for that.
Well, that's nice.
What are you going to do? There's no women there. You're there 5, 10 years. Just for the record, my incarceration was very short term, so I never had any need for any anal, you know.
Bart, what's happening? It's your old friend, L.A. Rick, a.k.a. the Hollywood Liberal. I see that so far only one person has called the Bart phone to publicize their website, and like you say, that's crazy. Anyway, you know my site, you've seen it before, but as long as you're giving out some free advertising, I figure I'll take advantage of it one more time. That's www.thehollywoodliberal.com. We do stories and lots of comics and any funny things that we can find, just like Bart, but Bart's site is the king, number one, best site on the internet. And come on, Bart, let's get another Vegas Poker Fest going. I'm ready, man. Talk to you soon, brother. Bye.
The ambiguously gay duo.
Always ride on the right side of the street.
And signal when making turns.
Riding at night requires special attention. A reflector suit like Gary's here ensures that you'll be seen.
See what I mean?
That don't mean anything.
Older kids should be careful on motorbikes.
Be sure to wear helmets.
Attaboy, Butch. Look both ways before crossing the street.
And always hold hands with your buddy.
The buddy system should be used in all potentially unsafe situations, like swimming, bike riding, and showering.
They're gay, all right.
You don't even know what gay is.
Let's go to your house.
Never pull out a plug by its cord.
That's right, Gary. Grab the plug by the male end and stick it in the hole.
Just stick it in and don't play with it.
Right. Don't pull it out. Just leave it in. Got it?
Yeah.
Naming a member of the press corps to post of press secretary had the president in a jovial mood.
Tony already knows most of you. And he's agreed to take the job anyway.
little joke there, but seriously, you guys are dicks.
So we now know Tony Snow. He's a Fox News commentator, but there's also so much more to him.
He's taught children in Kenya. He belongs to a rock band called Beats Working.
He likes baseball. He's got a tattoo of the Tasmanian devil. He nailed Morgan Fairchild back when it meant something. Guy's been around.
And what will Tony Snow be doing, sir?
My job is to make decisions. And his job is to help explain those decisions to the press corps and the American people.
Your job as the press is to write down those decisions on a piece of paper. The janitor's job is to clean the room up after we all leave. The pilot's job is to fly a plane. Everybody's got a job.